Hi, good morning all. My name is Valentine Iyancho Njike. I will be presenting what you see, what we call the overall nutritional quality index that we develop. I have no disclosure. Excuse me?
They can't hear you. Oh,
sorry for that. Okay, I'll be presenting an algorithm that we disclose, that we actually develop to score items of food based on the overall nutritional quality index. I have no disclosure to make for this presentation. I am the second author for this paper, and the first author is David Catt, who was the PI of this study. And the other authors are outlined in the slide. It was sponsored by Griffin Hospital. Griffin Hospital is a small community hospital located in Derby, Connecticut. Our center grant is actually funded by the CDC, so by force, every study that we run in the center is also sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, before I begin, let's just begin by talking a little bit of background. I will repeat some of the stuff that the previous presenter has said looks at the link between food and the development of diseases. There's enough out there in the literature that support that there is actually a link between what we eat, the dietary pattern, and actually the development of diseases. And one other important aspect is if we adopt the healthy dietary pattern, there is actually the probability that we will likely develop less frequently chronic diseases. And when we are looking at food choices, there's a diverse range of food choices within a category, depend on how you want to define a category. Maybe fruits, vegetables, grains, how you want to define it. Within grains or fruits or vegetables that we consider healthy, there is a broad variety of them. And all of them, they have different overall nutritional quality index. And what is important to point out here, different systems are out there that have been made actually to help guide consumers to be able to make healthy choices. Some of them are extremely complex that you may require a PhD to interpret them. Some of them are misleading by our producers. And what actually we think is actually needed is actually an objective measure that is universal that could help our consumer at a glance to make healthy choices. The Onkyo is designed for this purpose. If we want to look at our objective of the development of this algorithm, we actually wanted to use the best science possible to develop or to actually score items based on the overall nutritional quality index. By this I mean like science that involves nutritional biochemistry, physiology and metabolism, and dietetic, and we don't have to forget actually about epidemiology and public health. Now, there's other thing that we want to consider when you are developing an algorithm. We have previously mentioned in our previous slide, there is a link between disease development and our dietary pattern. So we want to actually develop an algorithm that actually take into consideration or put in context the development of diseases and the nutrients that are considered the composition of actually a food item. In actually developing a model like this, actually it required actually bringing together who consider scientists or top nutritionists in different disciplines if you want to kind of like develop something that will kind of like address all the aspects that I defined in my previous slide. We actually had 12 expert panel members. I will give you some names. David Catt, actually, who is in Yale University, a nutritionist. Dr. Keith Ayub from Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Leonard Epstein from University of Buffalo, actually the person who discovered the traffic light diet. We had David Jenkins from Toronto, actually the person who discovered the glycemic index. We had Francine Koopman. Koopman actually was the past president in the American Dietetic Association. We had Robert Kushner in Northwest University. We had Dr. Ronald Priori from Arkansas Child Nutrition Center. He actually, I think, has something to do with also USDA. We have also Rebecca Rees, who is the past president of American Dietetic Association, as part of our panel. Barbara Rowe from Penn State University, and Dr. Walter Willett from Harvard University. Well, the beginning of the process actually involved like the selection of nutrients. Well, as I've said also, we want to put it in health context. So those nutrients that we consider they either beneficial to public health or that the literature tells us they are likely harmful to public health. So the initial process of this project consists of actually identifying these nutrients. We classify these nutrients in three different categories. We have the numerator nutrients. Those are considered the likely beneficial nutrients to public health. This consists of vitamins, minerals. You can see the list of all the other items that are actually listed in my list in the first column. And in the second column, we have what we call those nutrients that are considered more likely harmful to public health, like the saturated fat, like the trans fat, like the cholesterol, sugar, we included both total and added sugar, and sodium. Then actually, when you kind of like look at actually developing a model like this, you actually want to kind of like get into also the quality of that item. I mean, we have some macronutrients that we actually divide them also within that category. We call them universal adjuster. We have a numerator universal adjuster, that is the fat quality. When I talk about the fat quality, it consists of the healthy fatty acid, that is monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fatty acid. Then the protein quality. Then in the denominator, we have what we call the glycemic load and the energy density. But what is actually important here in actually the way we actually develop the algorithm is what we call the development of the trajectory score. The trajectory score is actually the backbone of the development of these. And what the trajectory score is actually the concentration of a given nutrient compared to the daily recommended intake. And as I said, we actually developing something that we're trying to put it in context with the development of diseases. Well, and if we want to kind of like put it clearly in context of disease development, then we may have to consider some weighing coefficient that actually have a fact that factor in the development of conditions in our system. One is kind of like we have like is a coefficient that weighs it to the prevalence of a given condition that is associated with that nutrient. This, we have it enter like an ordinal scale that ranges from 1 to 4, with 1 being like the uncommon circumstances, 2 being actually the moderate circumstances, 3 being the common, and 4 being the very common circumstances. Another weighing coefficient that we considered is the weighing coefficient for the severity of the condition. This actually defines how severe is this nutrient related to a specific health outcome. We have three different categories that we actually make it for. It's also an ordinal scale. The first one is actually when it has like a mild or some kind of like a modest severity. The second one is actually when it actually has like some kind of like a moderate. When I talk about moderate, it's actually not directly linked to premature mortality, but it's actually linked, it has some factor in the pathway that could possibly help to develop premature death. For instance, like osteoporosis and obesity. Then the third category is the very, very severe condition. Those are actually those nutrients that are associated with condition that could cause premature death, like cardiovascular event, like diabetes. And the third weighing coefficient that all the trajectory scores have been weighted is the relative impact. The relative impact is actually the strength of association that nutrient has to a specific health condition. We have them like moderate condition, moderate impact or association, and then we have modest or uncertain. And then the third category that we had actually is strong association between the condition and the nutrient. The general formula for the ONCI is actually what you see on the board. Is actually the protein quality, multiplied by the fat quality, multiplied by the sum of the trajectory score of all the numerator nutrients, divided by the energy density, multiplied by the glycemic load, divided by the sum of the weighted trajectory scores of all the denominator nutrients. That actually gives us what we call the Unki score, or the Unki raw score. But what are the scores, the scores that are generated by the item, or generated by this algorithm? What do they mean? Well, again, higher score means actually, if you look at the equation and if you're familiar with all those nutrients, we've considered like numerator nutrients as being like beneficial nutrients, and we've considered the adjusters as the beneficial adjusters, protein and healthy fatty acid. And the likely harmful nutrients are actually all in the denominator. So higher score, we indicate good overall nutritional quality. And lower score will reflect bad, not bad, but relatively low overall nutritional quality. I would kind of like be careful here not to say bad, because what it does is just actually, you know, kind of like stratify item based on the overall nutritional quality. So everything is like relative. It doesn't say this is bad or this is good. It just says this is relatively better in terms of the overall nutritional quality index compared to the other item. So once these actually scores are being generated, what we do is kind of like do some kind of like a transformation, because you can imagine what will come out of an algorithm like this. Well, the numbers that will come out are kind of like, you know, they will range a lot. What we've seen so far for about 20,000 items that we have scored, it ranges somehow to like the lowest being like a 2 decimal place number, and the highest being like 7,900 something. So, I mean, when you kind of like produce something like that to the consumer, the way you have to confuse them more. Well, in order to facilitate understanding, we decided to transform this mathematically now in a scale that ranges from 1 to 100. That 1 being, again, the smallest overall nutritional quality index, and the 100 being the highest overall nutritional quality index. This is a sample of items that we've scored, and compress them, and in that 1 to 100 scale. And most what we've actually scored is actually quite similar to the food pyramid, with actually the item having the highest score being like the fresh fruits, vegetables, and the stuff with low scores being like the soda, this candy, or this stuff that are kind of like loaded with sodium and sugar. Well, I mean, in developing an algorithm like this, you need to kind of like somehow do some kind of like validation. I mean, we've done so far two types of validation. We've done the face validity, where actually was kind of like, when we were kind of like writing up the algorithm, kind of like circulated to all the members in the scientific advisory board for them, for their evaluation, their input, and then get it back to us, and then we address all their comments to make sure that it actually captures all what recommendation they were giving us. And the second is construct validity, where we gave items to members in the expert panel to kind of like rank. And what we did is kind of like correlate their pool weighted mean rank with the Unki ranking to see how it actually matched. In my next slide, I'll show you guys what actually comes out, like the correlation coefficients for those items that we've done. Then the third thing that is actually ongoing right now is the criterion validity. What we're doing is kind of like, if you're developing a model like this, again, it's all based on diseases. Then you want to see how it predicts disease outcome. So we are using the NEST Health Study in Harvard because that's the data that has been collected since 1976, I believe. I may be wrong a little bit, but it should be around that time. That has been going. It's a prospective data that Dr. Walter Willett has been collecting in his lab. So we are using that data now to kind of like demonstrate how it predicts major disease outcome, like cardiovascular event, cancer, and diabetes. So that is ongoing. I don't have any result that I will be able to show you based on the validation test or the criterion validity testing of this instrument. Another thing actually that will be done again in Walter Willett's lab is actually to see how this model or this Unki scoring system actually correlates with something that actually have been developed and is recognized, like the Healthy Eating Index. This actually gives us like the correlation coefficients. The first one is actually when we gave diverse 21 items to the expert panel and asked them to rank, and then we asked them, then we used the ranking now, we correlated with the Unki ranking. Actually had a 0.9 correlation. And then when you give them like in different categories like bread, cereal, you can see those are all the correlation that we actually had. But actually like in fruit actually was a little bit low. Well, it was because actually I kind of like think it must like be being like the difficulties that the expert panel had actually in ranking those items, because it's extremely difficult to rank items within category. Well, I mean, when we actually done this, I mean, we wanted to kind of like test it out there in the supermarkets and kind of like see how the what the consumer thinks about it. Well, what we've actually gotten is actually to ask them actually what actually will be their decision. Will they consider using this system if it's available out there? You can see what percentage actually come like strongly agree or strongly disagree, or strongly agree or agree when we actually say about 80%. Then will you go to like a store where it actually have the system? That is actually the number that actually tell about 66%. Then when you think about like when you use this system compared to other system, you have like a 74%. People strongly agree that this system, our system, is far more easy and help them actually to transmit the message. Well, just to conclude here, I mean, the Onkyo scoring system is actually a simple tool that help guide our consumers in making healthy choices just at a glance. And as we have actually seen, it strongly have a strong correlation with our expert panel ranking with the Onkyo ranking. Just to kind of like reemphasize the, what is actually going on, and actually before we kind of like could be very, very happy about the algorithm, is actually to demonstrate that better Onkyo score actually prevent the development of major chronic diseases. Thank you.